97.9/105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, the roast of David Hasselhoff is this weekend. One of the roasters, one of the funniest women in the biz, Whitney Cummings, is on the show. Whitney, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you post-roast? I'm good.
You've been involved with these roasts in a lot of different ways. You're involved in Joan Rivers. You're involved with Bob Saget.
Yep.
Now you've gone everything from writer to actually being a roaster. Is it more pressure being up there in front of the cameras?
It's not more pressure, but you do get your feelings hurt more. when you're writing on them, you could just get to write insults about people and then go home and watch it. When you actually are on it, you're like, oh, wow, people are saying mean things about me. How did that happen? But it's so much fun. I mean, it doesn't feel like pressure necessarily when you're up there because it's all comics and friends of mine. And, you know, it's the only safe environment that you can say mean, horrible things about people. So the pressure's off.
It's the roast of David Hasselhoff. It's on Sunday, 10 o'clock on Comedy Central. We're talking to Whitney Cummings. Now, all-star cast as far as this roast goes.
I would absolutely say it's probably the best roast so far in terms of everybody. I mean, George Hamilton was there. Hulk Hogan is there. Jerry Springer and Lisa Lampanelli, of course, is back. And Pam Anderson. And David Hasselhoff was amazing. Not only does he look like a wax figure, but he showed up and he sang and danced and did choreographed. No. Like, he put on a show.
Oh, boy. Oh, geez.
And, you know, Seth MacFarlane hosted it.
Right.
Who did Family Guy, and he does the voice of Stewie. It just was, like, incredibly entertaining show. It's like, I was having so much fun watching it by the time they were like, all right, Whitney, you have to perform. I was like, what?
Huh? What?
So, yeah, I was hammered. So, it could be a disaster. I don't really remember exactly what happened, but I know that it's definitely, I think, the best roast so far.
And, again, we're talking to Whitney Cummings. Now, Whitney, as you're going through this, going into the night, obviously they record it before they do it because, you know, they have to bleep the hell out of it.
Oh, yes. It's like one long, it's like a rap song.
It really is. But going into it, you know that you're on the panel, so you're going to be dishing it, but you also know that you're going to be taking it as well.
Yeah.
As you walk into that, do you know going into it, being like, okay, they're going to break my chops on this, this, and this? Was there anybody that got you out of left field on something you didn't see coming at all?
Seth MacFarlane definitely did, but I can't, there's absolutely no way I can tell you what the insult was. Like, I can't even think of euphemisms that could make it clean enough for radio.
Oh, wow.
But Seth MacFarlane definitely hit me, like, and I've heard everything. I'm a comedian, all my friends are comedians, I've written for these, a lot of things I've never heard, and something he said just, like, killed, it was so funny. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is that I end up going up so late. Normally in the shows, like, I go towards the end, and the good thing about that is that by the time that I've gotten all these insults, I have had time to think of a retaliation, so you'll see that in the show, where I sort of say, like, you guys have said all this stuff, but... And I sort of fight back. You'll see that.
But as you go into it, obviously you write some material beforehand. As you're sitting there, are you going through, oh, can't use that one. Oh,
yes,
can't use
yes,
that one.
Exactly. Wow, you know this stuff. Yeah, because it's like, since I go up so late, everybody's hit the, you know, David Hasselhoff and Pam is, you know, a tan slut. And George Hamilton is tan. Yeah, everyone's hit all these premises so many times. So by the time I get up there, my jokes have to be so weird and random and left field. And, you know, so you will see some pretty crazy things come out of my mouth solely because it was like I couldn't talk about things that everyone else had talked about.
Right. Again, we're talking to Whitney Cummings, the roast of David Hasselhoff. It's Sunday, 10 o'clock on Comedy Central. And also, too, you have a stand-up special coming up, right?
An hour special, yeah. It's an hour stand-up special. It's the following Saturday, August 21st at 11:30. And that's, you know, everyone thinks that I'm super dirty and edgy, you know, because of the roast, and they're not totally wrong, but, you know, my stand-up is interesting to see, you know, maybe less people have seen that. It's much cleaner, and, you know, it's more kind of about sex and relationships, so to see that hour is actually, I'm really proud of it.
All right, not for nothing.
Yeah, and it is appropriately titled Money Shot.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Comedy Central PR people had to resend the email a couple times because it kept getting blocked by filters.
So great, because I'm hoping that on your TV it comes up as porn and that you get in trouble with your girlfriend or wife or something. I really like to cause problems in relationships when people just want to watch my special. And it's actually going to be rerunning after the roast the following Saturday, but it's good. It was like, you know, it's kind of like people call it like Sex in the City stand-up, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on. Your name's Whitney Cummings and you're doing a stand-up special called Money Shot. What?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I guess it is a miracle that anyone was able to receive that email. But yeah, you know, it's like I like to, you know, it's interesting because I like to kind of poke fun at those sort of things. And I don't like to take that kind of stuff too seriously, you know.
Again, we're talking to Whitney Cummings, the roast of David Hasselhoff's this Sunday. Money Shot is on the 21st. You can go to WhitneyCummings.com for all of your Whitney Cummings needs.
And there are a couple clips of the roast up online now at Comedy Central, so you can get a taste of the filth if you want.
Yeah. Yeah, you versus Lampanelli, I love it.
We had a really good thing. I was definitely a little bit scared of her in the beginning, but we had such a good thing, and she's such a good sport. And, you know, and David Hasselhoff, that's another thing, is that he's probably the only guy who's been roasted. I've been a part of, like, five of these things, who literally he was laughing harder than anybody.
That's fantastic.
He had such a good time, and it's good to know, like, okay, we're saying all these horrible things about you, but he was, like, having a good time, and he wasn't taking it personally.
Now, was anything,
no drama.
Whitney, was anything off limits? Because I know that during the Joan roast that Melissa was off limits.
Limits, exactly. David Hasselhoff's daughters were off limits as well, but that did not stop me.
Okay.
From saying horrible things about them. So, yeah. So tune in to see me break the rules and get in trouble with Comedy Central.
So when you go into these things, were you excited to, you know, were you excited to meet anybody that you haven't met before or work with someone you haven't worked before? Like, oh my God, I'm so happy to meet you. By the way, I'm going to insult you in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you know, Lisa Lampanelli was definitely one of those because we both travel so much that I was never able to meet her. And like literally, hey, nice to meet you. You are such a whore. It was really kind of a weird way to ingratiate myself with someone. But you know, it's weird because I was actually really looking forward to meeting Pam Anderson, but I apparently insulted her so much that she tried to leave the show halfway through the taping.
Oh, wow.
Because she was so offended by what I said.
Oh, that's it. Now I need to watch it.
I know. Looks like we're not going to have brunch anytime soon, me and Pam Anderson. But I have made a plea on my blog to try to get her back in my good graces. But yeah, I was told I wasn't allowed to say anything about Pam Anderson's enormous private parts. And then I did, and she got mad and tried to leave. So.
It's the roast of David Hasselhoff, Sunday, 10 o'clock on Comedy Central. We're talking to Whitney Cummings. Her website is WhitneyCummings.com. And, of course, Money Shot, August 21st. I know you got to get going, but one thing we do with all you celebrities is called the Quick Six. Six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
Oi.
All right, Whitney Cummings, what movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Three Amigos.
Favorite toy as a child?
A vibrator.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Justin Bieber, Baby Baby, and I'm serious.
You're out at the bar. What's your drink of choice?
Heroin.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Wallet.
And finally, favorite toy as an adult?
Stuffed animals.
Whitney Cummings, the roast of David Hasselhoff, Sunday, 10 o'clock at Comedy Central. Money Shot on the 21st, and of course, WhitneyCummings.com. Thank you so much for the time. We got to do this again when we have more time because we can go on like this forever.
I hope so. You're the man. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Whitney Cummings, everybody. We'll be right back. Big Pop in the morning on Kiss FM. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.